receive a gift from God or once you receive a call from God. Does God ever take it back? No, the key word is never. How about if I walk away from God? You take your gifts with you. See, when you marry Jesus, he doesn't have a prenup agreement. You can get divorced, but you get your stuff. You get to keep your stuff. How many of you have known people who don't have much of a relationship with God, but they prophesy better than you do? I know a bunch of them. And you're like, well, that might be a spirit of divination. It might be, but it could be gift they got to keep with them. Okay, but the anointing ebbs and flows with your relationship with God. Isaiah 61, you probably know this verse well. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me. Now, wherever you see the word anointed, just go through and do a study on this. Just look up the word anointed. If you have any kind of a computerized dictionary, just put anointed in there and, you know, hit search. And you'll notice that everywhere you see the word anointed, you're going to see something to do. He was anointed to be king. He was anointed. Anointing gives you your purpose. So how many of you have, well, you don't have to raise your hands, but you have children who are gifted. And I'm not saying they're gifted like spiritually. I think all good gifts are from God. The first person ever filled with the Spirit in the Bible was filled with the Spirit to carve in gold and silver. And said that they had the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to carve in gold and silver. So I think that you can be a craftsman, you can be a nurse, you can be a doctor. It's all spiritual to me. But for the sake of, how many of you know people that are very gifted, very called, and they are doing nothing with their life? That is anointing. The anointing is what gives me the passion to actually do something with all the stuff I have. And the anointing ebbs and flows with the Holy Spirit. Because why? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. So when I have the Spirit not just in me, because I always have the Spirit in me, but when I have the Spirit on me, that's when I'm anointed. If you're lacking motivation, it's because the Holy Spirit isn't on you, not in you. Remember Jesus' prayer, John 17? Father, I pray that they would be in us and we would be in them. What happens when you receive the Holy Spirit? John 20, remember Jesus breathed on his disciples, and what did he say? Receive the Holy Spirit. What did he tell them in chapter 1 of the book of Acts?